Welcome back to Misanthropy Movie Blog's Plotopsy Podcast. Today, I'm going to take a look at one of my all-time favorite B-movies, Larry Cohen's The Stuff.
The Stuff is a product of nature, a deadly living organism. It is addictive and destructive. It can overcome your mind and take over your body, and nothing can stop it.
No! Don't eat that! I saw it moving in the refrigerator.
Here, Jason. Take some.
There is something alive in there.
They're good for us, Jason. They kill the bad things inside us.
Tonight, America is in grave danger.
So are you prepared to say on the air that you've actually seen people devoured by the stuff?
Oh, hell yes. And what's worse, I've seen what's left of them when the stuff gets through and comes back up.
The story of The Stuff surrounds a mysterious dessert that takes the consumer world by storm, throwing the established dessert industry into a panic. The dessert Illuminati collectively hire an eccentric former intelligence agent named Mo Rutherford to investigate the product. As the covert investigation proceeds, however, The Stuff becomes increasingly eerie, suspicious, and dangerous. After a series of team-ups with a disgruntled ice cream baron, a conservative paramilitary organization, and a small child, Rutherford decides to take The Stuff head-on. The Stuff was written, directed, and co-produced by the one and only Larry Cohen, perhaps one of the most underappreciated and unrecognized kings of the B-movie world. Not only did he create countless horror classics like the It's Alive franchise, Q, The Winged Serpent, God Told Me To, and the Maniac Cop movies, but he was also behind a couple of blaxploitation classics in Black Caesar and Hell Up in Harlem. He even wrote a couple of more recently acclaimed thrillers in Phone Booth and Cellular. The crew for The Stuff included a number of frequent Larry Cohen collaborators, including cinematographer Paul Glickman, editor Armin Leibowitz, and a handful of the effects workers. The cast for The Stuff is even headlined by frequent Cohen collaborator Michael Moriarty, who is also featured in Cohen's films It's Alive 3, A Return to Salem's Lot, Q, The Winged Serpent, and Cohen's episode of the television show Masters of Horror, Pick Me Up. The rest of the cast of The Stuff is filled out by such figures as Garrett Morris of Saturday Night Live, Paul Sorvino of Goodfellas, and Danny Aiello of Hudson Hawk. You might spot recognizable faces in the background like Mira Sorvino, Eric Bogosian, Abe Vigoda, Patrick Dempsey, and Larry Cohen's perennial background player James Dixon, who seems to show up in everything Cohen does. The makeup effects team for The Stuff included such names as Ed French of Chud, Paul Blart Mall Cop, and Dragon Ball Evolution, Rick Stratton of Class of 1999, Star Trek The Next Generation, and Galaxy Quest, and Craig Lyman of Akiva Goldsman's Winter's Tale and M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening. So the production was generally in good hands. The visual effects team for The Stuff have some equally impressive resumes. Members worked on such movies as Stuart Gordon's Robot Jocks, Dolls, and Space Truckers, the Canon Group's infamous ninja possession flick Ninja 3 The Domination, IMDb Bottom 100 members and MST3K victims Laser Blast and Soul Taker, Paul Verhoeven's infamous misstep Showgirls, and a handful of not-so-beloved sequels, RoboCop 3, Lawnmower Man 2, and Jaws 3D. The special effects work on The Stuff is credited to Brett Culpepper, who worked on a number of other productions, such as Reanimator, The Beastmaster, and Back to the Future Part 3. However, he didn't always work as an effects worker, but also as a technical advisor, an armorer, a medic, a miniature builder, and in one interesting case, a ferret wrangler. There was interestingly an extensive copyright dispute over the effects used in The Stuff, which led to a lengthy legal battle, Effects Associates Inc. v. Cohen, that set significant precedent for the ownership of effects work done for films, and is actually a pretty interesting read for anyone with a cursory interest in copyright law. Speaking of those effects, Darren Lynn Bousman, the director of such films as Saw 2, Saw 3, and Repo: The Genetic Opera, covered The Stuff in a segment for Joe Dante's Trailers from Hell, in which he claims to have first seen The Stuff while doing research on how to make a head melt.
Larry Cohen's satirical film, The Stuff, is quite possibly in the upper echelons of films such as Citizen Kane, Birth of a Nation. It changed my life as a filmmaker, and I'm sure this trailer is going to change yours, so let's take a look at it.
The Stuff features some genuinely interesting effect sequences, including a bedroom attack by The Stuff that pays homage to A Nightmare on Elm Street, even using this exact same state-of-the-art effects room. The Stuff itself was made up of an assortment of materials, depending on the scene. In some sequences, it was ice cream, yogurt, or fire-extinguishing foam, and at one point, it was composed of a reportedly wretched concoction of fish bone meal. During other sequences, it was created with superimposed animation, which I am sure smelled much better than the bone meal. The reception for The Stuff was somewhat mixed. It currently holds Rotten Tomatoes scores of 70% from critics and 45% from audiences. It also has an IMDb rating of 5.9. It was made on a $1.7 million budget, but received only a limited theatrical release with an undisclosed total gross. However, it has certainly become a cult classic thanks to the effects, acting, and bizarrely humorous plot. As with many of Larry Cohen's films, The Stuff provides a significant element of social commentary, particularly about consumerism and the food industry. There is even a specific call-out in the dialogue about the fact that the recipe for Coca-Cola is kept secret and that no one seems to care. The plot and style of The Stuff is kind of a derivative hodgepodge of Invasion of the Body Snatchers and The Blob. Interestingly, Larry Cohen would later co-write his own version of Invasion of the Body Snatchers with 1993's Body Snatchers, which was ultimately directed by Abel Ferrara. However, the satirical and comedic elements of The Stuff definitely give it a unique twist and flair that sets it apart from those two classic movies. The performances in The Stuff are distinctly and astoundingly over the top, particularly on the parts of Moriarty, Sorvino, and Morris. I absolutely adore Moriarty's southern-fried, buffoonish ex-CIA agent in this movie, and even the child actor gets to go over the top with his infamous grocery store freakout sequence. So, let's get into the plotopsy of The Stuff. What makes it so memorable? What is its secret ingredient? If you ask me, it is a perfect example of a B-movie working on all levels. The acting is hammy, the effects are over the top and cheesy, the plot is silly, and the movie is aware of its ridiculousness without ever winking to the camera. Overall, The Stuff is probably one of my favorite good-bad films, and it's just about the pinnacle of what a good-bad movie can be, in my opinion. If you liked The Stuff, I recommend checking out some of Larry Cohen's other films, like the It's Alive franchise, about murderous mutant babies, Q, The Winged Serpent, a stop-motion Harryhausen-style monster movie with a gritty cop twist, the cult classic religious cult thriller God Told Me To, or the blaxploitation groundbreaker Black Caesar, starring Fred the Hammer Williamson. For more movie trivia and reviews, check out my website, Misanthropy Movie Blog, at misanthropy.com, on Facebook at Misanthropy Movie Blog, and on Twitter at Misanthropy. Enough is never
enough of the stuff. The stuff, the taste that makes you hungry for more. The stuff, taste that delivers.